off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Here.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants that knuckle sandwich?
Again, rest in peace to the legend, was once known as the Animal from the Road Warriors. I never can say his name right. Laronitis.
There we go. Laronitis.
Didn't his son go into the NFL? I believe he did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe a brother, his brother is married to the Bella Twins' mom.
Really?
I believe.
Wow, keep it in the family.
Well, I mean, it's just like anything.
The wrestling, you work with them, you get to know them, and build relationships.
Yep.
So, all right.
Yep, yep, yep.
My next wife's going to be an MMA star.
Why? You have nothing to do with MMA.
Oh, well, I go to some of the fights.
How many fights have you gone to?
I know some of the people.
You know of some of the people.
I've heard.
You've heard names.
UFC is my favorite sport.
Well, it should be. I totally get it. All right. So you've been working on this segment for probably 5-10 minutes now.
Well, five.
All right. So what are you doing?
Which segment?
Your dilemma.
My dilemma segment. So you can't. Oh, well, it should always be somewhat like morally controversial.
But it doesn't have to be
like,
MMA.
It doesn't have to be, but combat sport would be preferred.
Why?
Just because that's what we do.
We do everything.
We're Knockout Radio.
Okay.
And we follow combat sports.
All right. So I said I would give you the opportunity, so I'm not going to shut it down until I hear it.
Yeah. So I come home from work early yesterday, and my daughter, who is 8 years old, has a homework assignment. And
I do need to say this. She is smarter than you.
Well, yeah. I mean, she takes after her mother. Like, that's obvious. So my wife was on a conference call, and she asked me if I could help out with the homework. So I said, sure, baby, what do you got? I was like thinking like some math problems, a couple, little trickery questions.
How much pasta sauce does it take to make three pizzas? That wasn't her question.
Yeah, like some kind of ratios or equations, things I'm really good at, trigonometry, right?
Frank trick.
Or geometry.
You can't even say it.
Is that where I'm located on GPS? A geometry?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but look, I take a round pizza, I cut it into triangles, and I put it in a square box. So if it comes down to shapes, I'm your guy. But this one happened to be Oscar de la Hoya. Oscar de la Hoya was born on February 4th, 1973. In Los Angeles, California. He is a former professional boxer and U.S. gold medalist. When De La Hoya fought as a professional boxer, he won 10 world boxing titles, and his career lasted 16 years. That's pretty good, Randy. It's almost up there with you. In addition, oh, man, why is my phone turn off? I need a new phone. I need an upgrade.
Can I shut this segment down?
Why? In addition to his boxing career, Oscar De La Hoya had created a clothing line, written a children's book, and started a company in 2005 called Golden Boy Enterprises. This company focused on helping Latino communities. In 2008, Oscar De La Hoya started a charity that helped underprivileged kids to receive a quality education. So my daughter's assignment is, why is this person important? Childhood and school, important accomplishments, and important facts. Now, my dilemma. MMA, emphasized, is that, according to Dana White in the press conference, when he was questioned and his reaction to Oscar De La Hoya's announcement that he was going to come out of retirement and return to boxing, and Dana's response live at a UFC press conference was, cocaine is expensive. It isn't cheap. It's an expensive drug and it needs money. So, my dilemma is, when I'm helping my 8-year-old daughter turn in her book report on interesting facts, do I include what Uncle Dana said about the alleged cocaine use?
I would say, A, you shouldn't be doing your daughter's homework to begin with.
Okay.
All right, that's my first thing.
Okay, right.
Second, if it's part of his, isn't that part of his legacy?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, is he only going to be known for writing a children's book and doing charity work and being this like historic boxer? Like, is there a moral commitment to the factual part of people's career and resumes of who they are outside of their sport or profession when it comes to like building their legacy in a school? I mean, these are teaching kids who have never heard of Oscar De La Hoya, never saw him perform live, never heard anything about his legendary career. So they're just telling you what they want you to know about him, but does everything come into play? And does it change your view on who he is as a person if he's doing all these things for kids, but he has a cocaine issue, apparently, allegedly?
So you really want me to throw myself under the bus here?
I'm just saying. I mean, that in the dilemma segment.
If it's documented, if you know for a fact those things happened, then it is part of who he is. Now, I don't necessarily think that that changes or should change anyone's opinion on him if it's drug related.
Could a person with a cocaine issue or substance abuse issue, would it change your opinion if they're working with children, with their foundations, with youth?
This is just me personally.
Yes, sir.
I do not speak for any of my sponsors,
okay,
my family, Knockout Radio, the radio station, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
I don't think it changes anything.
Okay.
Personally. Now, if it's more than drug related, you know, if you've done some other things, if you've murdered somebody, if you've raped somebody, then yeah, that comes into play.
Okay.
You know, and I'm sure that my grandfather and my uncle are rolling in their grave. They both ran a drug rehab center in Philadelphia. I know I've talked about this.
Sure.
But no, I mean, what you do behind your closed doors, obviously it wasn't behind closed doors because he got caught. Right. So he did get caught.
Right. That was my question of the week, was just, you know, like, because in the history classes and things that we're teaching the next generations, you know, you can't only show the good, right? I mean, isn't the whole thing about today's world is everything's transparent? Like, we have technology.
Well,
and
it depends on who you're talking to, because there's a former player that we talked to on the Book of Face on a regular basis, who he said, that's the past. Let the past go.
No.
When it's convenient.
Okay. All right.
So, well, you've seen him say that.
But what do you think about my new segment? Do you like the
we'll see.
Controversial?
We'll see. I mean, that was a decent question.
Okay.
You know, that definitely was decent. Somebody put on the Book of Face, got it after the next segment. Dave Feldman's going to come on in a couple minutes.
Oh, the president.
And we'll talk a little BKFC, what's coming up. Heavyweight title fight right around the corner on the 10th.
I'm starting to have a problem now.
You have many problems.
Well, I mean, okay, so Colby Covington wins a fight. He gets a call from the president, right? Dave Feldman gets a call from the president. Dana White gets a call from the president. You have been inside the ring with the president.
I have. He wasn't the president. He wasn't the president when I was in the ring with him.
Well, I'm a president of Tour de Pizza, and I deserve a phone call from the president.
The president of what?
The United States.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
I want to deliver him a pizza. I rode my bicycle to his house.
Well, first of all, it wasn't his house.
Well, no, the White House.
And it still isn't his house.
It's his house. It's where he lives.
It's our house.
It's where he resides.
It's our house.
Can we go together? Can we go there?
I've been there.
I've been there, too, but are we allowed?
Have you been in there?
I have.
Have you?
I did a White House tour.
That bitch, it was almost as good as mine.
I mean, I saw like the
basic. I saw
basic.
Stuff. I saw more than basic.
What'd you see?
I can't tell you.
Did you go to the Oval Office?
I've seen things. I've seen things.
What?
Yeah.
Is it really Oval?
I've seen things. I know things.
Whoa.
I know where secret things are.
And that's why you're the legendary.
When I was talking to, and I won't say this person's name, who was giving me the tour, who I was friends with, he goes, you see those stairs right there? And it was the stairs. Try to picture this as you're driving before we hit this break and before you hit the wall. You know, it's like, have you ever watched, Two and a Half Men?
Yeah.
All right. So you know when Charlie goes up to his supposed bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's nothing up there, by the way. I've been there. I've been in.
There's no bedroom past the last step.
It's those steps up, and then there's like two steps that go up. Matter of fact, you know the balcony right there?
Huh?
That the next door neighbor comes up? There is nothing there.
Wow.
So it's just, I've jumped over that balcony.
So what's on this side of the Toolman Taylor? Is Wilson on the other side?
Yeah.
Just him?
With the mask. So So this friend of mine says, you see those stairs? If you go 6 steps, 7 steps, whatever it is, and then it goes back up the other way 7 steps, the president is sitting right there. I said, he's sitting there right now? He goes, yeah, he's sitting there right now. I said, how many? He goes, one. Before they you'd get shot.
Wow.
One step,
you get shot. Wow.
Yep. I remember, you know, that there's a story that I've told, and, you know, you think stupid things. So one of my favorite stories, and I'll tell it fast, was President, I believe it was Bush, was at a golf course, and a whole bunch of fans are lined up, and there's Secret Service and trees and walls, and, you know, they think they're gophers, like from whatever that...
Caddyshack. Of course.
And so these two young kids are going, when he gets close, I could hit him with this golf ball. And his buddy goes, you're an idiot. Kind of like you and me talking. He goes, no, I'm telling you, I could get this off before I'd get caught. And they're going back and forth. And the one guy goes, the Secret Service is everywhere. They're that good. They would catch you. He goes, trust me. I could get my hand in my pocket, get this golf ball, throw it before they'd take me out. They'll take me out.
Right.
You know, they'll shove me to the ground or whatever. So Bush allegedly is getting closer and getting closer. And he's still a decent distance away. But starting to get closer to these two kids, mid-20s. And the one guy goes, I'm telling you, I can. And he moved his hand towards the vicinity of his right pocket when somebody behind him grabs him by the arm and he goes, we are that good. And it just so happened it was my buddy who was Secret Service at the time. So he's told me some stories, some wild stuff. But what I'm getting at is when Bush came to $1 and – the traveling media got to go on the field where the Bucks were, okay. And the president came up. Very legendary photo of President Bush, kind of like with Michael Pittman flexing his arm. It's an awesome photo.
I've seen that.
I sent it off to the White House, and the president signed it and sent it back to Mike,
awesome.
Which is really cool, right? I would be a liar if I didn't say to you, I thought to myself, how many steps would I get before I'd get shot?
Wow.
So I thought that. So for this kid to say that, I don't necessarily think he really would have thrown the golf ball. You know, but you don't know.
Well, I didn't feel scared or worried about DeSantis when we were at the golf course.
I don't think he felt it either.
Secure. I mean, he came to me. I had a red mohawk. I was like, there's no way he's going to come over and take a picture with me. But sure enough, the mohawk gravitates people towards me.
Some good, some bad.
Secret Service didn't even take a shot at me.
I asked him to, too. I asked him. All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, BKFC segment with the president, Dave Feldman. We'll find out what's next. Heavyweight title fight on October 10th. Other news. He's moving. He's shaking. He's doing all sorts of great things up there. And we'll speak to him when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stop Some. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving, October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back up here at 88th Avenue and 4th Street here in St. Pete. A lot of stuff still to get to.
We do.
We need to touch base on some things that's coming out of One Buck.
Okay.
All the dissension that everybody thinks that's going on over there, we'll get to that. So a lot of dissension going off in Philadelphia.
The brotherly
with the
love.
Phillies right now, they got some issues. The Eagles got some issues. The Sixers have some issues. A lot of issues, except for the organization that I care most about. Let's welcome back to the program. He is the president of BKFC, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me again, Randy.
All the time. We'd love to stay on top of it. A lot of things I know coming down. But first and foremost, I would imagine your next event right around the corner for your heavyweight belt.
Yeah, that'll be October 10th. We actually have, this Saturday, we had the first Total Line Fight Series, a small feeder league that we're going to be doing for bare knuckle fighting. That's going to happen this Saturday in Tunica, Mississippi on the BK TV app. And then we move right back into October 10th in Salina, Kansas, where we have the heavyweight championship. Joey Beltran, MMA legend, taking on former University of Alabama linebacker, very, very strong and tough guy, 2-0 undefeated in bare knuckle fighting championship, Marcel Stamps. Then we also have 2016 Olympic bronze medalist Nico Hernandez on the card, as well as very long tenured Bellator veteran Dave Rickles. So it's going to be a sensational card. As you know, we put on great fights in that last one. How about that last show? That last show was unbelievable.
It truly was. From start to finish, every fight was a lot of fun to watch. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, and we're not going to mention any names. I know you've talked to people. Believe it or not, I get some phone calls from some people. Do you sit back, and every time I've asked you about, you know, do you sit back and pinch yourself and where you're going and how far you've gone? But now, instead of you reaching out or your people reaching out, you're having some pretty big name fighters now reaching out to you wanting to get involved in bare knuckle.
Yeah, you know, it's just the staying power, right? Just being able to stick around and do what we do for as long as we did it right now. And, you know, it's funny because I said it today. I was talking to a sponsor and I said, look, when we first started, they said, one hit wonder. Then it's a phase. Then it's a freak show. And then, you know, how long is it going to last? And now they're like, wow, these guys are legit. And like you said, now they're reaching out to us. And that changed the game for us, you know, dramatically, not only the fact that they're reaching out to us, but it changes the game in negotiations. It changes the game in it evens the playing field a lot more, you know, on our side. So it's, you know, it's tremendous. And pinch myself. I don't have any time to pinch myself anymore, Randy. I just have to make this thing happen because we are so close to really, really exploding. So we just have to work our butts off and keep doing what we're doing. And I think we're so close to really becoming really centralized mainstream.
We're going to talk about Toe the Line here in a second. I did want to bring that up, but you know, I know we've talked about this as well. But how difficult is it for you, as a fan of combat sports, as a fan of a lot of these athletes, you know? And again, we've talked about this. How early in the stages you guys still are. How every fight, every name,
means so much. And if you make a wrong decision, the naysayers out there are going to jump on something like that.
Absolutely. Like, you know, putting this card together on October 10th, you know, there were some lopsided matches, and I went to Nate, and I said, that's not what we do, man. I said, he's like, well, we got to get this guy a win. I said, well, he's going to have to earn his win because we're not that organization. They got to earn their wins with us. And even if it is a little bit of a lopsided match, it's bare knuckle, so it changes the game there as well. But, you know, we pride ourselves on putting together these extremely fast-paced, entertaining, close, competitive fights, and that's what we want to keep doing because that's what's getting us, you know, that's our recipe for success, and that's what got us to where we are already, and that's what's going to keep getting us moving forward.
I typically hate asking somebody about somebody else, but since I haven't been able to talk to Tiago since the fight, what did he say to you? What was his reaction of his first, you know, live, real bare knuckle fight?
He said it was the best thing he's ever done. He loved it. It was funny because as I talked to a lot of these fighters who look like they, you know, got really beaten up very, very badly. And then 2 days later, he said, look, I'm already back in the gym training. My swelling went down. I have some black eyes, and that's it. You know, and Joe Elmore, the same thing, put a picture on social media yesterday and said, I'm completely healed in 1 week. It's a different kind of injury, if you will. They're going to get swollen faces and cut eyes and things like that, but they're not getting their brain rattling. And I just say this because I'm proud of it, that, you know, the fact that these guys are not getting seriously injured. These guys are getting, you know, they're putting on exciting fights and they're getting banged up and bruised up, but, you know, nothing long term, and they're ready to jump back in. It's amazing because these guys like Thiago Alves, like Joe Elmore, like these guys that had wars, Julian Lane, they're all asking when's the next fight, when's the next fight. They're not saying, let me take some time off and rest because they're healed already. So that's kind of the difference. Then, you know, they all just want to come back fast. But Thiago especially loved it. His management team actually called me, Malki Kawa called me on Sunday morning, and he said, you know, that is the best SH I've ever seen in my life. He said, that's the best stuff I've ever seen in my life. And he said, you're on to something. So it was good hearing a guy that manages, you know, two probably of the top five UFC fighters right now saying that our product is the best stuff out there right now. So that was pretty cool.
I know in the past we've talked about, and you've mentioned about some things that you were looking into, you know, changing some scoring systems, announcing round by round scores. How has that proceeded? Has that proceeded at all?
I'm sorry. You broke up. I'm sorry. I was driving and I passed this one spot where I dropped. Say that again, Randy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. In conversations earlier, we had talked about, you know, changing where you guys were thinking about, you know, showing round by round scores and doing some like overtime stuff if it came to that. Has any of that, you know, moved forward, or is that still in the talking process?
Yeah, actually, October 10th will be our first open scoring event. October 10th in Salina, Kansas, we're going to do open scoring. So we're going to see how it works. It's a state that has practiced already on a couple Invicta shows, I believe. So we're going to, you know, we're going to see how that one works. And I think it's going to work great. I like it, but, you know, I'm a little concerned with it. But I'm not as concerned in bare knuckle as I would be if it was boxing or MMA, because I think they can coast a little bit differently in those sports. So because of that, I'm not as concerned, and I'm excited to see how it pans out. But October 10th, we will absolutely have open scoring.
Cool. Interesting. I'm looking forward to that because I like that as well. Talk to us about Total Line, what it is, what fighters, and how are they different from the roster that you have at BKFC?
So really what it is it's a fight series called Total Line. So it's not necessarily a promotion name, if you will. It's a fight series that we work with different local promoters in different areas that were legal and sanctioned right now. And those promoters are actually putting on the show. And what we're doing is we're helping them along the way. They're going to air on the Bare Knuckle TV app as well, as I said. But it's more like a feeder league where I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give a couple guys a contract, you know, at every one of these shows to see who the next level guys are. And it's also, we thought it was a great marketing tool for Bare Knuckle as well, to get Bare Knuckle spread out a little further around the entire country. The differences are it's not going to be in our patented square circle. It's going to be in a square ring. We will have the Total Line there. But, you know, it's not exactly the BKFC event, so we didn't want anyone to mistake that, because it's a a lot of these guys are just starting off, guys that don't have as much experience yet. And, you know, I think they're going to really fight and give us great fights because they want to get to the next level. But, you know, we wanted to make sure that it was just set up differently.
Interesting. I like it. What's after, if you can say or announce anything that maybe has been announced, what's after the 10th of October? Anything said?
Yeah, we just have, it'll be October 16th, actually, down the street from you in Plant City. We're going to do another Total Line event. And then it looks like November 7th is going to be at, I'm hoping, it's going to be at the Marlin Park in Miami, Florida, at the Farley Marlin Stadium. We're going to do it on their concourse. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen on November 7th. That'll be Jim Allers, Louis Palomino, Thad Nguyen versus Johnny Bedford, and hopefully another marquee fighter, too, that's not completely signed yet. And then we're going to move in. We're actually going to hold Paige off until either December 4th or early next year. We just want to make sure that we're going to get the most out of her and that she's ready because she only has one shot of doing this the first time, and we want to give her, you know, every opportunity to be the best Paige VanZant that she can be. And so we're probably going to push that off into next year. And then, well, we do have something special coming up. And in your hometown and the home of the Super Bowl, we will be doing a fight on February 5th. We're almost done signing the contract with that venue. And it looks like February 5th, the Friday night before the Super Bowl, where the Super Bowl will be taking place in Tampa, we'll be doing a BKFC. I believe that's going to be 15 or it could be 16.
Interesting. All right. Well, awesome. Definitely, you know, good news there. So, well, cool. That gets us all up to date. I know that you're still working on a lot of things, and I just find it so exciting that what's being said and how much is being said. And like I said, the phone calls, and it's crazy that not only you and your team are getting, but I got quite a few over the weekend of people saying, hey, do you think BKFC would be interested in this guy or this guy or this guy? Like, you know, what I have with it is nothing, but to me it's just awesome how far it's come in a short period of time.
Bare knuckle BKFC 16, I was like, wow. I said to myself, like, saying to myself, 16 already? It's crazy. It's amazing. It's like you said, that I'm not going to say to take in favor of another or our organization is bigger than this, but I think the tables turn a little bit as far as our notoriety and our legitimacy, if you will. Now people know that we're legitimate, that we're not going away, and that we are something to build on. And, you know, the common denominator really is, and the common I guess saying amongst all the fight camps now are that BKFC treats fighters better than anybody else out there. So, you know, I take pride in that because being a former fighter and, you know, wanting everybody to talk good about the organization so, you know, we can all grow together. It's great to hear those things.
What did you think when, and I don't know if it was when we did the show over in Daytona, and Tiago said that ATT has their own BKFC, you know, area of the gym, that they've turned a whole section into just bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah, I mean, that's another step forward, right? I mean, a great organization like American Top Team with Dan Lambert has just been an amazing guy to us this whole entire time, always welcoming us in, coming to our fights, buying tables, just doing whatever he can to support us. Just a great, great guy. And the whole team there, when I went in there to meet Tiago for the first time, everybody came up to me, Mr. Feldman. It was very respectful, very nice guys. And to be in a worldwide organization involved with a worldwide organization that is respected amongst all mixed martial artists in the entire world, you know, it's amazing that they kind of welcomed us with open arms, and now they're, you know, they're looking to be a part of bare knuckle fighting. So it's amazing.
Final question for you, and we, as always, appreciate your time. How did you keep Johnny Bedford, you know, away for so long? Because, you know, he wants to fight 10 minutes after his fight ends. How have you been able to wait so long getting him back in?
It's funny. I just got a text from his manager, trainer, Raphael, literally right now while we're talking. And he said, what's up? So he's waiting for the contract. Johnny's been really good. I think the thing that kept him off our back a little bit, if you will, is that he was opening up his own gym. So he opened up his own gym right outside of Dallas, I think in Fort Worth. And it's a really, really beautiful facility. So I think that was keeping him busy. But now he's itching to go. And, you know, we're going to see. I mean, he's got his toughest fight ever in front of him, Dat Nguyen, on either November 7th or November 14th, where we're going to have that concrete in the next day or two. So, you know, hopefully he's gonna show up like he always does. And, I mean, he's undefeated. I mean, you know, he's our only undefeated fighter that has that longevity of that many fights on our roster right now. So, you know, he's one of our favorite guys.
Good stuff. As always, Dave, thank you very much for your time. We'll stay in touch. We'll do more talking about whatever is coming up next week at this very same time. Thanks a lot. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, that is Dave Feldman. He is your president of BKFC, and this guy is nonstop. If it's possible, I think he works 26 hours a day.
It's possible.
Well, it's not possible.
It's possible for him.
Because there's only 24 hours in a day.
But he gets a bonus 2 hours a day.
Well, because he's from the city of brotherly love.
I'm just checking out the lineup for the Toe of the Line series. It's Teddy Webster versus Frank Tate. Your main event.
They're coming to Plant City right around the corner. So
T. Cummins, Brian Maxwell.
I'll reach out to Dave over the week and find out if we can give away a couple pair of tickets for Plant City. So, all right, let's do that. We ran over a little bit, so let's hit this break, and then whatever shenanigans you have, you know, we'll get to. I know there's a couple things that you do want to touch base on. So coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I finally woke up.
Keenan McCardell did it for you?
Well, no, the fact that there's only 20 minutes left to the show.
Oh, I thought that was your boy.
That's what it did for me.
Didn't he co-host your the player show?
For a year or two.
Yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl champ. Let's see. I've had Keenan McCardell, two rings. Jonathan Casillas co-hosted, two rings. Obviously, all the Buccaneers back in the day have a ring.
Right, of course.
Warren Sapp co-hosted the Super Bowl show with me last year in Atlanta. Has a Super Bowl ring.
Pretty cool.
Have you ever thought of how small the world is?
Yeah.
I know you got some gimmicks.
No gimmicks.
So there's a spot that just ran, Jason Wooten. I'm sure you didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
Him and his wife, April, opened up a Broadway theater school in St. Pete. So I'm at a UFC. I'm doing the radio show. And back in the day, I would get a lot of the Las Vegas Strip performers to come to be on the show.
Right.
For two reasons. The ultimate reason was to get to the show for free.
Right, sure.
You know, I'm not going to lie. So there was a Queen show there called We Will Rock You. I reached out. They sent two performers. One was in the ensemble, who was a huge UFC fan. The other, Jason Wooten, who is from Pinellas Park, Florida.
Wow.
So he came. We kind of connected. I went and saw the show once, twice, 16 times. Phenomenal show. It's Queen music. It was fantastic. So many years ago, he invites me over. I believe it was either a New Year's or a Christmas party or it was something. So I go over there and we just start talking. When Jason Wooten tells me his uncle played first base on my little brother's softball team.
Really?
That won nationals or some crap like that.
Wow.
Just small world.
Yeah?
I was at Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
And a guy and I start talking. He lives on the same street as my brother or did in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
How does that happen?
Wow.
Speaking of Notre Dame,
yes.
I don't know if you saw this.
They're playing USF?
Well, they played USF.
They played USF.
And I guess some of the Irish players have tested positive.
Oh,
and so,
no.
So USF is now rewatching film of the game.
To see which players it interacted with.
Exactly.
Wow.
Craziness, huh?
Well, do you think there's jeopardy of shutting down? Because the Big Ten was delayed in starting the season. If this turns out to be a spread, will they change their mind?
We'll have to see if any of the USF Bulls do come down.
Wow.
And it's so ridiculous in that they're fining. No,
you're on speakerphone, Mr. President.
That they're fining coaches for not wearing masks. They're fining the teams for the coaches not wearing masks. But the players are laying on top of each other time and time and time again.
Well, the question is, why do the coaches still cover their mouth when their mouth is covered by a mask when they're play calling? Do you really think anybody's reading lips? Is Belichick over there like recording like the facial expressions?
It is pretty funny. I did find it pretty funny. I think that all fans of John Gruden should chip in on his $100,000 fine. Because if he's wearing the mask, you don't get to see those facial reactions.
Oh, yeah. He's still angry.
Yep.
He's still a bitter old guy.
Well, or young guy. But
we're still old.
He's bitter. He'll always be bitter.
Still bitter.
He will always be bitter.
Good old Chucky.
And then this Thursday, I guess that's tomorrow. What a great NFL game. Jacksonville-Miami.
Are you serious?
No, I'm being sarcastic. Like, ratings will be 3.
Well, there's nothing else to do. What is he
going
to do?
I still won't watch it.
How does it feel not being at the press box? We went the first inaugural week as a celebratory, like getting everybody together.
It's weird.
Show support.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird not going to games. I got thrown under the bus, and I'm going to apologize on air just like I apologized on the Book of Face.
Okay.
I was told by a very reliable source that, obviously he was wrong, but a very reliable source that the Bucks did not come out for the national anthem.
Okay.
So I posted that.
Right.
Well, this person didn't tell me that he was told that the Bucks didn't come out. So let's just say I got a couple phone calls from some players.
That's not good.
And I apologized. I will never do that again. If I don't see it with my own eyes, I'm not.
So did you see Brett Favre with your own eyes, or was Jensen just making that up?
Oh, no. No. I understand. Like,
but
hold on. Since you opened up a can of worms.
I'm just saying.
Since you're trying to get Ryan to punch me out. I understand what Ryan's saying. Okay? Brett Favre was credentialed.
Right.
Okay? Brett Favre was there, I guess, for the NFL doing a story on, I think it was Devin White.
Okay.
But for his entire family to be there, I understand
where
Ryan
the players of the Buccaneers' families are not allowed to be.
Nobody's allowed.
Nobody. But Brett Favre, because he's the GOAT.
Well, he's not the GOAT.
But I mean, he's the greatest of all time to ever play for the Packers.
No.
Greatest of all time to ever be from Mississippi to play football.
Probably not.
Oh, yeah, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice is from there. Now, and Brett Favre is one of my favorite players. Of the very limited things I have, I was given an autographed Brett Favre Green Bay helmet, which to me is awesome. I love Brett Favre. But I still think it's wrong that Brett Favre had an entourage to go to work.
Maybe his copperware undergarments.
Somebody else said that.
Like, we'll like expand the.
It set off these device noises.
The COVID.
So you couldn't see.
I'll trade you a. What's my football again? What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
Gerald McCoy. I'll trade you that for Brett Favre helmet.
No.
Why? It's your boy, McCoy.
Who's my boy?
McCoy.
What do you mean he's my boy?
He's the real McCoy.
He's, what do you mean I'm my boy?
Come on, the Hatfields and the McCoys?
Well, which side's he on?
The McCoys. Hatfield side. He's got to be the McCoys.
No, I think he's on the Hatfield side.
I trade you. What do you want to trade for? I trade you a football.
Nothing.
For something.
No, I don't want that.
Give me a credential for
I don't want it.
A toe-the-line fighting series.
I don't want it.
All right. What about a window seat to Dubai to watch this UFC fight on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, you do need to talk. Well, we got...
UFC 253 coming up. I mean, this is a undefeated Israel Adesanya versus Paulo Costa.
Or Ricky Martin, according to Israel.
Rico, I mean, boy, look, Paulo, he went to war with Romero, right? And Israel didn't want anything to do with Romero. He just avoided him and danced around him. Paulo's going to press the action. I think so.
I'm leaning towards taking Paulo.
I think Paulo's taking this fight.
You know, I think he only needs to land one time. Israel is crisper. Israel is more precise.
Sure.
You know, I get that. But I think he's going to do a lot of running because he doesn't want... I don't want him to get hit by Paulo. Right?
Well, it's better than Gerald getting hit.
Man. And then Dominic, you know, I've been asked numerous times, why do you not ask questions? Because the questions that are asked sometimes drive me crazy.
Okay.
They asked Dominic Reyes if he's going to fight on Saturday night like he's the champion. He's not the champion.
Well, no.
He's fighting for a vacated belt.
But he thinks he's a champion.
Well, I thought he won that fight.
He feels like he won.
He does. And
that's all that matters,
all
right?
How do you fight differently? Whether you're the champion or you're not, are you going to fight differently?
No. Yeah, I mean,
have you ever given 120%?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Even though it's impossible.
Well, I did it today to bring all the content to the show.
Truly, you didn't.
I have all the show notes right here. That right. I put in extra
40%.
Effort.
Today, you brought 40%.
Extra
effort. That is extra.
Thank you.
40% is extra than normal. And I give you credit. You gave 40% today.
All right. Sweet. I'm moving up.
But media people have asked, so are you going to give 120% now that you're the champion?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the motivation. I think every athlete is different, right? I mean, like...
You can't give 120%.
But I understand the percentage. You can't go over 100%. It's impossible. But
it is impossible.
But the motivation
to get there...
You know
what my favorite one is? My favorite one.
110%.
No. This is this one. I've totally revamped my training. You know, I'm not saying anybody's ever said this.
Right.
But this has been said, but not this way. I'm making it up for the sake of. You've said this, that you're going to re-devote. You're going to you're doing a complete 360, and you're going to take over and be the best you can be.
I did that last night, opened up midnight, turned into a rave party.
I know, but if you do a complete 360, you're back at where you started. So you're the same person that you are.
Yeah,
so you can't change anything.
The rave party has been officially terminated as of this morning at 2 a.m. when I left.
When the police told you to stop.
Well, when they were gracious enough to stop by our rave party, say hello, and then they allowed me to leave.
In cuffs.
No. I asked if I could get the cuffs.
You said you had something else.
No, I was just going to run down the UFC fight this weekend, if it's okay with you.
Sure, it's fine with me.
I'm excited. I mean,
now you're up to 42%.
Listen, the UFC Fight Island. Why are we there? Because you don't want to be quarantined for 3 weeks. Is that why?
First, it's more than 3 weeks.
Oh.
And I don't mind the quarantine. I welcome it.
Okay.
What are you doing? I want it longer. I don't want it 2 days. I want it longer. I don't want to go for a month. I put off my colonoscopy in hopes that this virus will be under control so I don't get that thing stuck up my nose.
Right.
I pushed it back a couple months.
Right.
I'm content just to sit at home.
All right. Well, I mean, your middleweight main event is Ron Asaya versus Paulo Costa. Your light heavyweight co-main event, Dominic Reyes versus Jan Blachowicz.
I like it.
That's a great fight.
But I'm going to go with the guy who should be fighting like he's the champion, even though he's not.
Okay. your flyweight, Kai Kara-France versus Brandon Royval. Royval?
Sure.
Sure. Your women's bantamweight, Ketlin Vieira versus your girl, Sanara Sajara Eubanks.
Is this our third fight in like a month?
Right. I mean, they're all fighting.
How about Big John McCarthy threw some people under the bus?
Did he really?
He did. So, you know, they were pushing that one fighter that knocked out, which you mentioned earlier, our guest from last week.
Oh, Gerald.
Gerald.
Could be by the Swede, the Chizvet.
Well, he was really, isn't he Russian and then moved over?
Oh, is he?
But they were making a big deal that this is his third win in, I don't know what, 3 months?
Okay, right.
And that it's a record?
Right, it's a record, right?
Well, yeah, it's a record until Big John McCarthy reminded them that Hoyce Gracie won 3 fights in one night.
Right, in pajamas.
In pajamas.
He was quarantined, came straight out of his room.
Exactly.
Went down and choked some people out.
Yep. And he did it more than once. And I believe the response was, well, we're not forgetting our legends, but that was before. This is now.
Right. It's like, well, that was the past, and if it's not today.
The past is over. We can't move on unless we forget the past. I think that was the comment.
Is that the comment?
I guess that's the comment. So Hoyce no longer has the record of the quickest fights to three.
Right, right. That makes sense. I mean.
Sure it does.
But we might have seen the end of a legend. Would you give him the L status? Would you put the L status on him? And of course,
I don't know. I really need to think about it, to be honest.
Of course, we're dedicating this segment to the one and only Cowboy. I mean, you said last week, if you say Cowboy, you automatically know it's Donald.
Right.
Not Oliveira, right? The Brazilian Cowboy.
Or the naked guy.
Now, or the naked Cowboy. But what about...
Or John Wayne.
And so I take my wife and family out to dinner on Monday. We're having a nice dinner. All of a sudden, do you watch Police Chases Live? You see them when they come up like L.A. and you see like the O.J. Simpson, like the police going down the freeway and they got the car. Yeah, sure. Do you guys tune in? Do you watch that?
Yeah, we've watched it.
So watch. I hear my wife say, oh, the cowboy is in a high-speed chase, like a final farewell, like a parade.
Like, so you think he's running out of the
I thought it was Donald Cerrone. I thought that was his farewell parade. He's on horseback. What a fitting way to say goodbye to such a legendary career. Turns out it was a guy that they call the Dreaded Cowboy. This happened at the Dan Ryan Expressway in Chicago. And he rode his horse down the highway.
So it was Devin White.
He could have been Devin White.
Could have been Devin White.
To raise awareness for Kids Lives Matter. And... So, yeah, so those cowboys all over the place doing big things.
I'm going to think about whether Donald is a legend. I think Donald, legend is legend. I think Donald is just underneath that.
It's like Hall of Pretty Good?
Hall of Pretty Good.
Yeah. You put the Cerrone in the...
Well, he's higher than Hall of Pretty Good.
Where would you put Dreaded Cowboy?
With the Naked Cowboy.
Okay.
And let them fight it out.
Oh, that would be a great card. All Cowboys.
All Cowboys.
All Cowboys. Yeah. Oliveira versus Cerrone Got Naked Cowboy versus the Dreaded Cowboy. You have the Cowboys versus
the Cleveland Indians.
Wow, the Indians! You can't have a football game.
Why not?
We took their land.
I was so mad. I had one of the. I'm going to get in trouble. I shouldn't sell it. The Lando Lakes butter.
Oh yeah.
I had one of the old ones.
Oh.
And I was so mad. My wife threw it away. I wanted to keep it.
It's a collector's edition.
Well, it was. It's now at the dump.
Because what's it say? It's the Land of Lakes. Like they removed the Indian and kept the land.
And still kept the land.
Like it was. Oh man.
I'm glad you said that.
But we can't. Like it's so political nowadays. You can't even have like any history. But they're trying to erase history. Like the no fighters ever had three fights in 3 months.
That's a record.
They're trying to create
new records.
New records.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we will not forget that the Golden Boy was once accused of being a cokehead by the one and only Dana White.
But,
and I will make sure that on my dilemma and book report for my daughter, that the teacher knows.
You're going to put that in there.
The rest of the story. That's my job as a journalist. That's, I got to keep
Andy
the,
Rooney.
I got to keep.
You got to keep the news facts. Coming. No, make sure that it's factual.
Factual.
Because you do not represent Knockout Radio. Tan Talk Radio Network, Big Ed, anything.
I'm just a naked pizza man.
Why don't you put some clothes on?
I'm waiting for my fight. All naked guys.
And then we're not far. We're only a couple weeks away from the Gaethje fight.
Oh, that's it. I hope it turns out to be as good as it built up to be.
I was just going to say that.
Because it's completely two different styles. I mean, nobody's ever figured out Khabib's wrestling. Nobody's ever been able to just tee off on him. Like, we've never really seen him tested because of that. So if Gaethje is able to do what he did to Ferguson, but I don't think Khabib's going to allow it to happen. I don't think he's going to allow it to get to that point.
I think the Bear's going to get involved.
Yeah.
I think the Bear's coming out of the stands to help.
Gail Sayers?
No, he's not going anywhere.
but Khabib,
if you're a celebrity, stay in hiding for the next couple of days.
I know, because I'm gonna die. Like they're coming through.
You're not a celebrity, but I'm saying any celebrity needs to stay in hiding.
Oh,
bubble wrap Tom Brady. We need to make sure that he plays on Sunday.
Speaking of a celebrity, I had Hugh the Wolverine here the other day. Came by.
Was he in the Wolverine movie?
No, he's an MMA fighter. He's in the Octagon.
Interesting.
But yeah,
where's he train?
Trains out of Lights Out. Boxing up in Clearwater with Coach Gary, and came by, took some photos with the 8-man strong swag, told him if we get a spot, we'll put him on the radio show, promote his fight. And
pretty late because we only have 3 minutes left.
We'll get him a swag bag from the one and only 8-man strong.
Okay, so that's, you should get right on that.
I'll get his address after the show.
Okay. Oh, any specials? We got 2 minutes left. Any specials? Anything going on here at Torta Pizza?
You know what?
I don't.
That's a lot of people. Asking. A lot of people right now going through it financially. The pandemic. A lot of people running away from fear. A lot of problems. I chose to run towards it. I'm still grinding it out, building a business from one relationship at a time. So, if you're going through it,
and
you're
dealing
not
a lot
alone,
of, and you spend a lot of time at Goodwill.
Hey, you know what? You got to find things low and then sell it high. That's an entrepreneurial
spirit.
You're
going to sell that book or that ball for $32?
So, it's going for $178 right now online.
Good luck.
$178 right now.
All right.
I'm going to bring it to Gerald. I'm going to send Gerald an invite to come to Tour de Pizza. I'll bring the ball and I'll have him sign the other side so I can verify signatures.
Yeah, he'll jump right on that.
When he's in town visiting his kids who still live here.
I see that happening like never.
Because he works out of town.
Well, he doesn't because he's not playing.
Well, then he's here. He got nothing to do.
I think you should sell it. $32.
I'll sell for $93.
Good luck. Good luck.
That's his number.
I understand.
A dollar per number.
All right. All right. How bad do the Bucks beat Denver?
Man, they look good. The Bucks look good.
They're coming along.
They're starting to click. Yeah. I would say they're going to lose by 3.
You're an idiot. Lightning win?
Ooh, it's tied up 1-1.
Yep. They looked like crap the first game.
First game, but they came back. They bounced back strong. I think the Lightning take this. I think they take the series. I think they win, and they win the coveted Stanley asterisk.
And anything you can tell me about the Rays? I don't know if they're still playing.
I think that Kevin Kiermaier still hates me, and we're still banned from the Trop.
Well, I believe both of those comments are true.
But Kevin Cash loves me, and he still orders food to be delivered to his house. And thank you for your support.
But that certainly didn't help us anywhere.
Not at the Trump.
You would think that he would have some pull there. You would think.
Well, but he loves the pizza. So.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Check it out Saturday night. Big card, big fights. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll be streaming or tweeting, not streaming.
There you go.
I'll be tweeting. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. Have a good week.
Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.